The Kaddish that we recite is essentially a declaration, a prayer for a time when Kaddish Baruch Hu will rule over the world. Everyone will recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu kingship. And therefore, when we say that, we are expressing our belief. We are praying for this. And we are hopefully working on ourselves to do our part to make it happen. There are two different customs regarding the first two words of Kaddish. Do we say Yisgadal v'Yiskadash, or do we say Yisgadel v'Yiskadesh? Now, we need to understand that the Kaddish is said in Aramaic. It's not Hebrew, it's Aramaic. And that's because the people at the time knew Aramaic and not Hebrew. However, the first two words, Yisgadal v'Yiskadash, or Yisgadel v'Yiskadesh, these are Hebrew words. And therefore, because the Aramaic version would be Yisrabe v'Yiskadesh. We don't say Yisrabe, we say Yisgadel. So if you want to, so since the first two words are in Hebrew, the correct pronunciation should be Yisgadel v'Yiskadesh. So why do some people have the custom to say Yisgadal v'Yiskadash? That would be the Aramaic vocalization. The reason is that the words of Yisgadal v'Yiskadash alludes to Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, upon which Kaddish is based. Because the Pasuk there says, V'hiskadalti v'hiskadashti. So since the rest of the Kaddish was in Aramaic, the Aramaic vocalization was adapted for the first two words as well. These two Hebrew words were so well known, even to the unlearned, so it wasn't necessary to translate them into Aramaic. So that's the basis for the different customs about the first two words. Kaddish is a time when we look forward to, again, tremendous Kiddush Hashem. The whole world will recognize that Hashem is our King. That's what we say, Yisgadal v'Yisgadash Shmei Rabbah. So there are two different ways to understand that. Do we want Hashem's great name, Shmei Rabbah, to be even more sanctified, even greater? Or are we saying that Shmei Rabbah, some Siddurim spell it as Shin Mem Yud Hei, broken up into two words, the shame of Yud-Heh. We want the name of Yud-Heh to be lengthened, to be increased. Because right now it's all Yud-Heh. We want it to be Yud-Heh and then Vav-Heh. What does that mean? We want it to go from Yud-Heh to Yud-Heh and then Vav-Heh. Because in the story of Amalek, when Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael, Hashem said, Ki Yad Al-Kes Ka. And right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is simply Yud and then Heh. That's an incomplete name. The Medrash Tanchuma and Vayet in Hiseitze says, Ein Shmo Shalem Ve'ein Kisel Shalem Ad Shimacha Shmo Shel Amalek. That Hashem's name is not complete and his throne is not complete until the name of Amalek is destroyed. So when we're saying the Kaddish, are we asking simply that a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name should become magnified and glorified and made more holy through our observance, through our mitzvos, through our Kiddush Hashem? Or are we asking and we're praying for a time when evil is going to be finally destroyed? So then we will see the greatness of Hashem only after evil is destroyed. And there's also some apprehension that we find within the Kaddish about what the Yemos HaMashiach will look like. We find this in two places. First, Sfaradim have the view that, again, we're asking for a time of V'yamlich Machusei B'chayichon V'yomichon. We want Hashem's kingdom, we want Hashem to rule over us. We want a time where, again, the ultimate redemption, that's what we're asking for in the Kaddish. And Sfaradim add, V'yatzmach Purkane V'kar Mishichei, that we want that the redemption should sprout. It's like the phrase Matzmiach Yeshua, it should sprout. Well, what does it mean it should sprout like a plant? So the Sefer Abudraham says this, that again, it's Matzmiach Yeshua, it should be gradual, like a sprouting plant. The Midrash Tehillim says that if the salvation of the Yeshua comes quickly, then it's going to come with a lot of suffering. So we want it to come kima kima. We want it to come little by little, so the suffering is not that great. So there's some apprehension about the potential suffering that will take place, the Chevle Mashiach, that will come preceding the Messianic era. Even among Ashkenazim, we don't say V'yatzmach Purkaneh. They actually ask, perhaps, for something a little different. or they focus on something different, but they're also concerned about the potential suffering. Because what do we ask for? We want the Mashiach to come b'chayechon of yomechon. The Chazan's saying it should come in your days, in your lifetimes. Come right now. We shouldn't have to wait for it. Ba'agala, quickly. Why are we asking for it quickly? The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Mipnei shechevle Mashiach kashim hem. Because the birth pangs of Mashiach are very difficult, l'sovlam, to bear. L'ze anu mispalim shetia ze bimhiru sumad. So we ask that it should come quickly, da'agala, so Agala means quickly. So we want the Mashiach to come. We want Hashem's name of Yudke, and then hey, to blossom into Yudke Vavke. But at the same time, we want it to come quickly so we don't suffer the birth pains of Mashiach. And we should only celebrate the greatness that will come when Yisgadal v'Yisgadash Shmei Rabbah.